You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Again, you are tuned into WGOD Radio. If I owned a radio station and if they were available, that's what the call letters would be. I love the notion. It's not a notion. It's a fact. God's always broadcasting. And he's broadcasting. That is, he's always speaking through his word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is alive. Now, while we're in the book of Hebrews, here this week, at least, I don't know how many days this is going to play, at least Monday through Wednesday, we're going to hear something out of chapter 5 in the book of Hebrews. It's entitled, How's Your Diet? What are you eating? Hebrews chapter 5, it says, For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat or solid food. For everyone that useth or partaketh only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. The Bible calls this Christian a babe. For strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Greek word, believe it or not, is the word gymnos. Are you on milk or are you on solid food? That's what we're looking at here this week. How's your diet? Here's part one now of this message.
We're looking here today, how's your diet? You've got six things here written down. I'm going to give you the scripture verses as we go along. Now, you're going to hear me mention heretics in this message. Now, let me give a precursor to this, all right? Five of these six, I'll say you're a heretic if you don't believe. However, number five, I've got lots of friends who believe in number five, and that's not what we're talking about. A heretic is someone that doesn't believe Jesus Christ is God. A heretic doesn't believe in the virgin birth. A heretic doesn't believe God. So people use that word a little too loosely. Number five on this list, no, you're not a heretic if you don't believe that. I know lots of people that believe that. But I'm going to show you through the word of God why I think that that's incorrect. Fair enough. But I'm not going to call you a heretic because I don't believe that. No. You don't believe Jesus Christ is Lord, you're a heretic. You don't believe in the resurrection? That's the kind of stuff that used to get you thrown out of church. You don't believe Jesus lived a sinless life? These are all things we looked at last week, right? If you don't believe these kind of things, you were labeled a heretic, and rightfully so. More on that as we get to that. Why all the heretics? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you either don't listen to Christian radio, or you don't watch Christian television, or you don't know the Word of God, and you don't know false teaching when you hear it or see it. You know, heretics drive me crazy. I wish they would all go away. Why is there so many heretics? Do you know the Bible actually answers this question directly? Why all the heretics? Listen to this verse, 1 Corinthians 11:19. It says, there must be heresies among you so that those who are approved may be made manifest among you. 1 Corinthians 11:19. Why all the heretics? So that the real McCoy, the genuine Bible teachers, would be evident. So I've come to the realization that God wants and has ordained among us heretics to separate the wheat from the chaff. Let me say that again. God uses and plants and institutes false teachers and heretics because he uses them to separate the wheat from the chaff. And the genuine believers from the not genuine. So with that in mind, I want to teach something the Lord gave me a few years back now. It's called, How's Your Diet? Next week, we're going to look at how's your soil. That is, how receptive is your heart to the Word of God as it's preached and as it enters into your ears? So today, I want to see if we can indeed spot a heretic from 50 yards, if we ever heard one. If you would please turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 12. Hebrews 5:12 says this, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk, only is in italics, everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are mature, or those who are full age. That is, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Guess what the Greek word is for exercise? The word gymnos. How are you doing in God's gymnasium? Let me read this little letter I got here from Chuck Swindoll. It says, dear pastors, in an alarming number of churches today, God's people are being told what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. What do you think of that, Eric? They're being spoon-fed warm milk and not challenged to digest solid meat. Does that describe your church? Hello? No. A watered-down teaching ministry may attract crowds for a while, but it has no eternal impact. Even Jesus, by teaching the politically incorrect truth, but truth nonetheless, lost some followers. See John 6:66. How appropriate. John 6:66 is apostasy. I've not been able to find any place in the scriptures where God expresses the least bit of concern for enlarging the size of an audience as the goal for the church. As pastors, we must be careful not to adapt our churches to fit the lost person, but rather guide our churches to follow God's design for what he intended the church to be. The church is a body of people called out from among the world for the distinct and unique purpose of glorifying their Savior and Lord. Does this strike home with anybody here? I know it does. I hear the agreements here. Called out ones. Remember what the word church means. The Greek word is ekklesia. Ek is a preposition, means out. Klesis means to call. It means called out ones. It means you're going in this direction. God has plucked you out of the fire, set your feet upon the rock, and now you're going this way. Called out ones. Which is why he says, 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's what the church is. And that's who he's coming back for. Those that are going this direction, not that direction. Now the church, by golly, shouldn't be over here. The church should be over here going this way. The church is a body of people called out from among the world for the distinct and unique purpose of glorifying their Savior and Lord. Nowhere in the book of Acts or in the epistles do we see a church called to provide a subculture for unbelievers. The lost don't need to find that church or world that is like their own outside the church. Let me say that again. The lost don't need to find at church a world that's like their own world outside of church. That means you don't need to have Marshall amps up here and wah-wah pedals and screaming electric guitars because you want to fit in with the culture. Hello, try this. Let the word of God attract people like it has with everybody here. I've got it written down to say later, I'd rather have a church with 20 people that own a Bible and love the Lord and love his word than 200 that don't own one and wouldn't know a false teaching if they smacked them in the face. I've said for years, sermonettes are for Christianettes. If our churches give a little 8-minute sermon, we are not feeding the flock. Instead of teaching them, we're tantalizing them. Instead of stretching and challenging them, we're entertaining them. That's a good word from Chuck Swindoll. Now, the author of Hebrews calls this believer a babe who never exercises. I call them a peewee Christian. A peewee Christian. See, it's just like football. You got the peewee league, and then after that, you've got what's called Pop Warner. And then after Pop Warner, you're in high school football. Then after high school football, you're in college football. And then after college football, you're in the NFL. It's the same thing with Christianity, you see. There's the peewee Christian, and then there's the PCL. You know what the PCL is? You know, like, you got the PBA for bowlers, the PCL. It's the Professional Christian League.
Oh, and we're about out of time here for today. We're going to continue this look here tomorrow. How's your diet? How about you? Are you a peewee Christian or a professional Christian? Are you a member of the PCL? You know, the bowlers, there's the PBA, the Pro Bowlers Association, the NFL, the PCL. That's the Professional Christian League. Are you a member? Are you on milk? Or solid food? Do you know a heretic? When you hear one, then knock on your door on a Saturday morning and proceed to tell you dot, dot, dot. Do you know where to go to defend the truth? Or do you say to them, well, you know, I got my pastor's business card around here. Hold on 1 minute. Let me get you his phone number. It's my prayer is that you would know where to go in the Word of God to defend the truth from heretics when they knock on your door on Saturday morning. Now, we're out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow with part two of this message. How's your diet?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.